We continue 15 lines up from the bottom on Membab Amun Aleph. We began with a discussion before about a stone which was dislodged from the mountain. Is it permissible to get benefit from or not? The stone was used for the mountain was used for Avodah Zarah. It got dislodged on its own. There was no human intervention involved. We said machlokas between the sons of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan, and we discussed the first opinion that it's mutter, and now we're going to analyze the second opinion. Uman to us are the opinion who says that a stone which dislodged, which became dislodged, is prohibited from benefit. What's the rationale for it? It's as follows: L'hachi k'siv shaketz teshakzenu v'sa'ev tesavenu. There's a reason why the pasuk is very elaborate and specific about idols and calling them shkatzim and abominations. Why? Da'af algav da'asya midina le'atera. Even though you can come up with a reason to be matir avodah zara in certain circumstances, lo tastia. Nevertheless, we're not going to make that claim. In other words, as Rashi explains, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, we're never going to come up with a rationale to permit the Avodah Zarah. We're always going to come up with reasons to prohibit. So therefore, even in this case, where you might think there's a reason to permit it because it got dislodged, there was no human intervention, so it sounds like we could be makel and be lenient, says the other opinion, no. Shaket teshaksenu b'sa'if tesabenu teaches us that it's going to be usher regardless. So that's the machlokes, that's the rationale behind these two approaches. When a rock or a stone gets dislodged from the mountain, is it permissible to benefit from or not? So now the Gemara wants to know which opinion, or who's the author of these opinions. Tistayim d'bnei Rabbi Chiya d'sharu. Says, I think it's logical, says the Gemara, to conclude that the sons of Rabbi Chiya are the ones who permit benefiting from the stone. The sons of Rabbi Chiya, Rashi points out, are Yehuda and Chizkiah. And this following case involves Chizkiah, Daboi Chizkiah, because Chizkiah asked the following question. Based on this question, we can infer his opinion about a stone that gets dislodged from a mountain. Zakaf beitza lishtachavosla. If he stands up an egg, right, an egg goes on its side and he puts it upright to bow down to it. Mahu, what's the halacha? Is it, he wants to bow down to it as a avodah zarah? Is it considered prohibited or not? So it's a very vague case. It doesn't say anything that happened. All it says is simply that he turned over the egg to bow down. So right now the Gemara says, Kasal kataitach, we're going to assume for the moment, lehishtachavosla vihishtachavala, that he intended to bow down to it, and then he did bow down to it. So what's the question? The kami boile, and what's bothering Chizki is as follows. Hai zekifta, have a maisa, or lo have a maisa. Is the act of turning the egg on its side, is that act considered a significant action, which means there's human intervention, or no, just merely turning it on its side is meaningless? Avalozakov, but if you don't touch it, there's no human intervention at all, everyone agrees, lo mitzara, it would not become prohibited. Why? Because there's no human intervention. What do you mean, though? So what? It's still an egg. Why is an egg similar to a rock? Well, an egg came from a chicken. And there's no human intervention. The egg just popped out. Similarly, like a rock which dislodges from a mountain. So therefore, you can say, just like when the egg pops out of the chicken, we say that there's no, if you don't touch it, there's no human intervention. It's permissible to get benefit from, even if it was bowed down to. So too, with the rock, it would be permissible. So it must be, says the Gemara, Shmamina b'nei Rav Chiya desharu. It must be that Rav Chiya's children were the ones who were lenient. The Gemara rejects that proof. It says, lo, that's not necessarily the case. La'olam e'malacha b'nei Rav Chiya de'azri. Really, I'll tell you that Rav Chiya's sons are the more machmir opinion. They're the ones who say that it's prohibited to get benefit from the rock which gets dislodged. V'hishtachavala, afal gav de lo zakva asura, and it says, and then what would Rav Chiya's children maintain, that when you bow down to the egg, even if you don't turn it upright, it's still prohibited. How could that be? Well, he says you have to go back to the analyzing case. B'hacha b'mayas kinan, what are we dealing with now? Not as we originally thought, that he turned it on its side to bow down to it, and then he did bow down, but rather, kegon shazakaf beta lehishtachavosla, he turned it on its side to bow down to it, velo hishtachavala, and he didn't bow down to it. And it's going to be prohibited, because he intended to, and he didn't. Well, what do you mean? He didn't bow down to it. So if he didn't bow down to it, what's the problem? The Gemara says, no, Ulaman. Ilaman damar avodas kachavim shal Yisrael asura miyad asura. If it's according to the opinion that says that of Ovid kachavim shal Yisrael is asur miyad, well then it's asur. If it, according to the opinion that says that idols belonging to a Jew are immediately prohibited, then it's prohibited. Who cares whether you bow down to it or not? He was using it for avodah zarah. Ilaman damar achete aved halopacha, but according to the other opinion, it says no, it's not avodah zarah until you serve it. Well, it wasn't served, so it's obvious. What's the question here? So the Gemara explains. Excuse me. Lo tzricha kigon jezakav beit alishdachavos la. He turned the egg on its side to bow down to it. Velo hishdachav la. He didn't bow down. Uba ovid kochavim hishdachav la. And then along came an idolater, an non-Jewish idolater, and bowed down to the egg. So now what's the halacha? Is it considered avodah zarah or is it not considered avodah zarah? And that's the question that they wanted to, that Rabbi Chizkiya was asking. Kihada Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Yisrael Shezakaf Levena Lishtachavos La Uba Ovid Kochavim Mishtachav La Asura. Similar in like a similar case which happened with Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, a Jew that turned over a brick to bow down to it but didn't, and then an idolater, a non-Jewish idolater, came and bowed down to it. Asura, that brick is prohibited to get benefit from. Similarly, we would say that when a non-Jew bows down to this egg, it would be prohibited to get benefit from. The kami boile, but they said, hold on a second. Levena hu deminkara zekifta aval beita lo. One second, maybe you could distinguish between the two. Maybe a brick, it's literally recognizable when you're turning it over. But an egg, it's such a small little thing, it doesn't mean anything. And Rashi says even more than that, a levena is made by man. A beita is not made by man, it's made by, you know, it comes out of a chicken. It emerges from the chicken. Or maybe it wouldn't make a difference. So the Gemara ends off by saying, Teku, we don't know the answer to that question, whether to make it analogous to a brick or not. But nevertheless, we can't prove that the sons of Rebbe Chiya are the ones who maintain that when a stone gets dislodged from a mountain, it's going to be permissible behana. Maybe it'll be, according to them, asur behana. So we're unclear with that, but we do know that there is a machlokas between the two of them about the status of a stone which gets dislodged. Is it permissible to for avodah zarah? Is it permissible to get benefit from or not? And we end off that there are two opinions. We just don't know who says what. And it appears to be the halacha is that a stone which gets dislodged would be mutter to get benefit from. We consider it part of the mountain.